are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is California Congressman John Campbell, a Republican representing the Golden State's 48th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Financial Services Committee, which on Thursday heard from Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner as the secretary pitched for another layer of regulatory reform for the nation's financial sector. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
We heard the president unveil these reforms, or proposed reforms anyway, on Wednesday. He wants them to be implemented as quickly as possible, and I know that was the message from Secretary Geithner to the committee again on Thursday. What we're seeing is basically a series of regulations that the administration says is necessary to allow the government to step in and prevent the type of crisis we saw late last year in the financial sector. As you look at this 85-page preliminary outline of these proposals, what do you think?
Well, let me first say that we do believe, and certainly I believe, and most Republicans, if not all Republicans, believe that we do need to make some regulatory changes. Back in last September and October, I often use the term that we looked down into the abyss of financial collapse, and we were able to avoid it because of action by the Federal Reserve and the TARP program back then. And so we've dodged that bullet and it's gone. But I don't want that. Looking down into that abyss was ugly, and I don't want to do that again. And neither does anybody else. So we all understand that we need to make some changes to try and fix the regulatory mistakes that led us to the edge of that collapse. That being said, the proposal the president made has a number of troubling things in it. The two biggest are this consumer department, which name escapes me right now. I don't know if you have it at your fingertips, Greg, but it's a consumer protection agency, I think, or something like that. And the problem with this is that, in theory, anything that deals with consumer and money could be affected by this. So that means, you know, your local mattress store that says come in and buy a mattress and, you know, your first payment's free or no payments for 6 months or whatever, suddenly perhaps becomes regulated by a federal agency and can't make those things unless they're basically filed with and approved by a federal agency. Same thing would be true not of bank accounts, clear, but also brokerage accounts or mutual funds or all kinds of things. This agency has the potential to be enormous and literally reach into virtually every business out there and thereby slow down innovation. Now, the one thing we don't want to do with this regulatory reform, we don't want to swing the pendulum too far the other way. Clearly, in the last few years, a lot of people who shouldn't have gotten loans got loans. But we don't want to turn it around so that a lot of people who ought to be able to get loans don't get loans. And if that happens, this economy won't recover for a long, long, long time if consumers don't have the ability to get credit cards, borrow money to buy a house, borrow money to buy a car, or whatever. So we have a problem with that. We also believe that he's concentrated a lot of power in the Federal Reserve and made the Federal Reserve kind of the sort of the Great Oz in terms of controlling the economy. And that is troubling as well. The job of the Federal Reserve, which arguably they've done fairly well for the last 50 years, is to manage monetary policy, the money supply, things like that, in order to, as their dual mission says, keep inflation low and growth as high as possible. I think they ought to stay focused on that mission. And the minute now you throw in all this new regulatory stuff that they would have, the ability to break up companies that get too big and things that were too interconnected and things of that nature, it suddenly makes the Fed the all-knowing, all-powerful Oz, and I just don't think that's a good idea. We should have somebody looking over what they call kind of systemic regulators, so somebody looking to see if an organization like an AIG is too big that if it were to fail, it takes half the economy down with it. Somebody should be looking at that, but they should be looking at that from an independent perspective and not from the Fed.
Congressman, you mentioned that you're uneasy giving the Federal Reserve as well as the federal government as much power as the president is asking for in order to try and prevent this type of collapse. What's potentially a better private sector or more balanced way of doing that without giving the federal government so much authority?
Yeah, I think it's a little more balanced is what it is, which is each one of these entities. I mean, it's not that these entities weren't regulated. They were. I mean, the SEC or various banking agencies, the FDIC, I mean, there's all these three, four, and five letter agencies that were regulating all of these entities. But what they were doing kind of fell through the cracks. So what we need to do is make sure that some of those major products they were doing, like the mortgage-backed securities and so forth, don't fall through the cracks. And that's easy to do just by giving the existing agencies the authority to look at other things that the banks or financial institutions are doing and not just their basic make deposits, make loans sector, but also to have someone looking at, is this entity so big or so interconnected that its failure would cause half the system to collapse. But I think that is better done by having each of the regulators contribute or be a part of a, let's say, kind of a board or a commission where they all, where some representative from them all gets together and they look at it so they can say, all right, we look at AIG from insurance, we look at AIG from a bank, here's the thing, what do the rest of you know, how much is in, you know, how much of these tentacles of AIG are in the rest of the world, and they sort of make a decision there rather than put it in any existing one agency and make them a little too powerful.
Congressman, when the government has an easier path to intervene in the private sector, as would be the case here with the Fed and other government agencies, what could be the potentially unintended consequences of that?
Well, the absolute unintended consequence, or who knows, perhaps somewhat intended consequence of what they're going to do here, is to make credit a whole lot less available to a whole lot less people. And what that does to the economy, because it not only means businesses can have fewer goods or will be able to sell fewer goods to people, it means that people will be able to buy less things and enjoy less things, and that will have a very chilling effect on the economy. The other effect is this is a world market now. I mean, the AIG Financial Products Division that's failed was headquartered in London. Not in New York, not in Chicago, in London. And one of the things is that we cramp down too hard on this stuff, then all of these activities could happen. They'll just happen overseas. And A, they'll still be a problem, but B, none of the jobs or none of the revenue, none of the income generated by them will happen in this country. So we're not doing this in a vacuum anymore. And it's not like if the United States government says this and New York says this, this is the way it shall be for all countries on earth. It is not going to be that way. So we have to make sure, again, that we don't over-regulate this thing or make it too complicated or too cumbersome, where American companies, American businesses say, you know what, we're just going to do this in Switzerland, we're going to do this in Japan, we're going to do this in India, we're going to do this wherever.
About 2 minutes left in our conversation with California Congressman John Campbell. And Congressman, I know as a member of the Financial Services Committee, you dealt closely with the whole TARP process, and you're seeing projected deficits as far as the eye can see. We just saw it revised upwards for fiscal year 2010, and we know it's record-setting in the current fiscal year. Now we're hearing that the Fed is about to auction off a record amount of debt, about $104 billion, and that's after auctioning off about $100 billion each in April and May. What kind of trend are you seeing here, and what do you think about it?
This is the problem. The trend is that we have about $11 trillion of debt, and we're adding $2 trillion a year under the Obama budget. And a lot of that debt will be bought by foreigners, which is bad to begin with, but at some point, they're going to get tired of buying all that debt. The debt is terrible on a whole lot of levels, but from a purely economic level, it is awful because it sucks up a lot of capital that could otherwise be used to invest, build businesses, build new ideas, create new products. And second, that as we issue this more and more of this debt, the interest rate on it has got to go up. That's going to cost the taxpayer money, more money, and be inflationary.
And Congressman, in terms of ways to reform that, we've heard about PAYGO in the last few days, the president wanting Congress to follow that. Do you get the sense that there is an urgent movement towards fiscal discipline, or is this just purely rhetoric?
No, it's rhetoric. What there is the president is realizing that his polling numbers are falling like a rock because Americans are discovering that they aren't just mortgaging. He's not just mortgaging their children's future and their grandchildren's future. He's mortgaging their future right now because this is going to be a disaster in 3, 4, 5 years, not 20 or 30 years. And so they recognize that it's a problem, and their polling numbers are falling, and they're trying to come up with something. But the bottom line is this president and this Congress basically took office in order to spend other people's money in the way they want to. And the thing to do is not spend so darn much. It's pretty simple, pretty easy. But it's the one solution that would cure this that this president and this Congress seem unwilling to take.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
No problem, Greg. Always good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. California Congressman John Campbell represents his state's 48th Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Financial Services Committee. This is Dateline Washington.